Lawmakers and environmental advocates gathered on the banks of the Farmington River Friday. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, they want to see action following a chemical spill at a private aircraft hangar, which contaminated the river.
The June 12th spill released an estimated 50,000 gallons of PFAS-contaminated water and foam into the Farmington River. That foam, which is used to fight fire, has been linked to kidney disease, liver problems, and possibly cancer. Chris Phelps is state director of the advocacy group Environment Connecticut.
This spill was allowed to happen. It was allowed to happen through inaction and slow action by the FAA in removing these chemicals from civilian aviation uses. It was allowed through inaction by policymakers at the state level who have moved too slowly.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says the Federal Aviation Administration requires airports and aircraft manufacturers have PFAS foam available to fight oil and chemical fires. He wants to change that through an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which is due for a vote soon. He says the amendment would better regulate PFAS, pay for cleanups, and permit airports to use firefighting foam without the chemical.
Polyfluoroalkyl substances are known to be hazardous to people's health. And that's why the federal government has a role to play. In fact, it has a responsibility.
State officials say because of the spill, you shouldn't eat fish caught in the Farmington River in the town of Windsor. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.